The History of College Football is a podcast dedicated to preserving the college football gridiron memories from years gone by. Please feel free to visit our website at historyofcollegefootball.com. Thank you.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome to the History of College Football. I am Jay Abramson, and I will take you down a gridiron memory lane. The national champions, the teams, the rivalries, the conferences, the Heisman winners, the rankings. Today, we discuss the 20 most underappreciated coaches in the history of college football, numbers 20 to 11. Now, please understand, I'm not measuring just the accomplishments of these coaches, but trying to balance, a fine balance between their accomplishments and how they're perceived and recognized throughout history. And again, this is a nebulous task. I understand this. Prone to being what? Quite subjective. But here we go. I would like to place people like Frank Leahy higher on the list, or Fielding Yost, a giant Heisman in terms of how they're perceived nowadays. But these are very famous coaches in their outright, and I think I'd just be quibbling. And I don't want to do that. So here we go. We're going to take a look at the top 20 most underappreciated coaches in college football history. Today, we're covering numbers 20 through 11. At number 20 is Dave Warner of the Connecticut Huskies. He coached for one season, went 3-0, was in 1914, and won all of his games. Now, I understand it's just one season, but consider this. Coach Warner's version of the Huskies racked up the only undefeated untied season in Huskies long, and it is a long football history. Coach Warner joins a small fraternity of coaches in the history of college football to never lose a game at the program they coached. They won by scores of 12 to nothing, 19 to nothing, and 17 to 9. They were never challenged. And number 18 is the father of Hawaii football, Otto Prokloom, who coached at Hawaii from 1921 to 1939 and won 62% of his games. In his first 15 seasons as head coach of Hawaii, Coach Klum's version of the Warriors had only one losing season and coached three undefeated untied teams. The only undefeated untied teams the program ever fielded. His teams were legendary in their scoring escapades. In a five-year stretch from 1922 to 1927, Coach Klum's Warriors scored over 80 points three times and over 100 points twice. Otto Prokloom, again, is called the father of Hawaii football. At number 18 is Walter McEwen, New Mexico Lobos, 1903 to 1904. He posted a 4-0-1 record. In his two seasons as Lobos head coach, Coach McEwen's version of the Lobos were undefeated and, listen carefully, unscored upon. See, Coach McEwen, as he coached New Mexico for those two seasons, entered a small fraternity of coaches to never lose a game at the school they coached. And even a smaller fraternity to never have a team score upon them. His teams won by a combined score of 41 to nothing. The lone tie was a scoreless tie against the Albuquerque Miners. No other team got within 8 points of his Lobos. They were dominant. Number 17 is Jerry Moore, Appalachian State. He coached Appalachian State from 1989 to 2012. He won 71% of his games. Coach Jerry Moore's version of the Mountaineers won three consecutive FCS championships. It was from 2005 to 2007. This makes him the only coach to win the national championship in the program's history. And moreover, he placed Appalachian State in this rarefied air, as it is now one of only six programs at any level of college football to claim three consecutive national championships. His 2017 was the only Division 1A team to ever defeat a division. Excuse me. His 2017 team was the only one AA team to ever defeat a ranked 1A school. And that was against who? Who was that? Michigan. Coach Moore is the only coach to be awarded the AFCA Coach of the Year for three consecutive years. At number 16 is Maxie Lambright, who coached the Louisiana Tech Bulldogs from 1967 to 1978, winning 72% of his games. And in his first 12 seasons as head coach, Coach Lambright's version of the Bulldogs posted one undefeated untied season, 3 1-loss teams, and 4 2-loss teams. And for three seasons, from 1972 to 1974, his Bulldogs won 3 consecutive national championships, going a combined 35-2. Now, throw in the season before and the season after. So from 1971 to 1975, Coach Lambright coached the Louisiana Tech Bulldogs for those 5 seasons, when a combined 52-6. At number 15 is a very famous coach, but he is not considered the elite, and I think he should be. His name is Wade Wallace. He coached at Alabama and then at Duke, and let's start at Alabama. Wade Wallace is the only one of 3 coaches at Alabama to have back-to-back undefeated seasons, 10-0 in 1925 and 9-0-1 in 1926. Coach Wallace put together the longest non-losing streak in the school's history, 24 consecutive games without a loss. His defenses at Alabama were legendary in a stretch spanning 4 seasons. This was from the opening day in 1924 to the third game in 1927. Coach Wallace's team shut out 18 of the 24 teams they faced. And in his career at Alabama, Coach Wallace's team shut out 48 of the 77 teams they faced. He then goes on to Duke, where he coaches them from 1931 to 1941. World War II happens, returns to Duke from 1946 to 1950, winning 74% of his games. His version of the Blue Devils rose to number 3 in the nation in 1938, number 2 in 1941. Now, his 1938 team entered the Rose Bowl undefeated, untied, unscored upon, and led 3-0. With less than a minute left in the game before losing 7-3. And we'll talk about this game in a moment. His 1938 team went through the regular season undefeated, untied, unscored upon. And he took both the 1938 and 1941 teams to the Rose Bowl. As during his tenure at Duke, he posted 4 9-1 teams and 1-8-1 team. Now, we're going to return to that game I talked about because number 14 is Howard Jones, much like the coach before him, Howard Jones, famous, but not considered the elite of the elite, and I think he should be. Coach Howard Jones coached for USC, and his accomplishments are hard to put into perspective. I'll try. I did 2 podcasts on him, back to back. See, in 1939 and 1940, consecutive years, Coach Howard Jones, USC Trojans, won the Rose Bowl. And in the process, they defeated the last 2 Division I-A college football teams to go through the regular season undefeated, untied, and unscored upon. Duke and Tennessee entered the Rose Bowl against Howard Jones, USC Trojans. And what happened? They entered it unscored upon, and USC won. Now, first of all, it was Duke. And Duke was leading 3-0 with 40 seconds left. And Howard Jones put in a 4th-string quarterback. And in the last 50 seconds, he completed 4 passes, USC wins. And then it was Tennessee. USC won 14-0. In both Rose Bowl games, the Trojans scored the first points against the Blue Devils and the Volunteers all season. USC historian Al Wesson remarked, "Howard lived and breathed football. If it were not for football, he would have starved to death." 4 of his USC teams, 28, 31, 32, 39, won national championships. He coached USC to 5 Rose Bowls, and he won every Rose Bowl. Number 13, Howard Schnellenberger. Now, Miami of Florida had this dominant run in the late 80s and in the early 2000s. But they were a fledgling college football program until Howard Schnellenberger came in. 1979 to 1983. He revitalized the program, winning 72% of his games. Legendary coach Howard Schnellenberger took a fledgling Miami Hurricane program, and by the 2nd year, they were nationally relevant. They went 9-3. By season 5, his version of the Hurricanes won the national championship. Number 12, Henry L. Williams, the Minnesota Golden Gophers. He coached from 1900 to 1921, winning 79% of his games. From 1900 to 1905, Coach Williams' version of the Gophers were a dynasty. They went 65-4-3. They outscored their opponents by a combined score of 2,702 to 121. In back-to-back seasons, from 1903 to 1904, his Gophers went 27-0-1. They scored over 100 points three times. They shut out 27 of the 29 teams they faced. And at number 11 to close out our list for today is Dan McGugin, who coached Vanderbilt from 1904 to 1917, winning 77% of his games. And in those 29 seasons, Coach McGugin's version of the Commodores had four undefeated seasons. And in those 14 seasons, Coach McGugin's version of the Commodores had four undefeated seasons and 11 one-loss seasons. His defenses were legendary. Twice, his defenses shut out all but one team on the schedule. Six times, his defenses shut out all but two. Well, that's it. That is numbers 22-11 of the most unrecognized coaches in college football history. In the next podcast, we'll cover number 10-1. Thank you for listening to the History of College Football. I am Jay Abramson. Join us every Tuesday and Saturday for a new episode.